This is Sunday Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. I'm Goodman Strauss, professor of math at the University of Arkansas.
Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning. Welcome back. Happy Lincoln's birthday.
Oh, well, thank you very much, and to you as well.
Well, thank you
and
very
all,
much.
And to all that you know and love.
Well, thank you. And you left us last week with a census dilemma. A census taker had come to a woman's house,
right.
Said, I want to know how many children you have,
That's
how
right.
old they are.
That's
the
right.
woman, suspicious, said, I will tell you I have three children, but I'm not going to tell you how old they are, but they have a product of 36, meaning
That's right.
if you multiply the three ages together, 36. Census taker says, that's not enough. She said, well, if you add the numbers together and get a sum, that's no help.
That won't help you, right.
And then she tells the census taker, but my oldest daughter, Annie, likes dogs.
That's right. And that's all
and
the information.
She slams the door.
She slams the door in his face, right.
Okay.
Well, here's
I
the deal.
I have no idea.
All you have to do is list out the number of ways that three counting numbers can multiply out to 36. And there are a few, but there's not that many. For example, 1, 4, 9, 1, 6, and 6, 2, 2, and 9, and so on.
Okay, so you've done that. You've got those different combinations.
Right. And now you figure out, okay, for each of those three numbers, you sum them up. And most of the times, there'll be a unique way to, say, get 12. The only way to get 12 is 1, 4, and 9. There's only one number that can get can appear as the sum in two different ways that way. That's 13 can be 1, 6, and 6.
So if you had a 1-year-old and 2 6-year-olds.
Right, or 2, 2, and 9.
Two 2-year-olds and a 9-year-old.
That's right. Those both sum up to 13.
And she had told us that the sum would be no help.
That's right. So it pins it down to those two possibilities.
Because they're both 13. They're the only one that could come up.
Right.
And so you go, well, I still don't know. And that's why you want to know there's an oldest daughter.
That's right. So it's got to be 2, 2, and 9. Annie's 9, but we still don't know the names of the other two children.
And whether they like any animals or
that's
not.
That's right.
So her children were two. She had twins that were 2-year-old and a 9-year-old.
Yeah. There you go.
Do you have another one that we can think about for the next 7 days?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
good.
Let's just have a couple of simple paradoxes. Suppose somebody tells you that 462 is the least interesting number ever, period. The absolute least interesting number is 462. The puzzle here is, suppose it really were the least interesting
okay,
number.
Okay.
Well, that's pretty interesting. So I guess that's an interesting paradox. Here's the one that's very similar. So I guess we'll just sort of ask it as a question. It's not really, I mean, this is the sort of thing philosophers can debate about, so it's not really like a right or wrong answer.
So we won't have a right or wrong answer next week?
Right, but you can still write in with your opinion.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
I like this. This is so, okay.
So suppose that I tell my students that I'm going to have a pop quiz this week.
Mm-hmm.
I only teach Monday, Wednesday, Friday my classes this semester, but suppose I taught every single day of the week,
sure.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Now, a pop quiz really should be a surprise.
Exactly.
Right? So they know it's sometime this week, but they don't know which day. But so suppose the week goes along and I
you better have it by Thursday.
Right.
For it to be a surprise, because if you haven't had it by Thursday, then they know it's on Friday.
Exactly right. So they know that, but that means, suppose that I don't have it by Wednesday.
So then it's down, well, then they know it has to be Thursday if it's to be a surprise.
So then it's not a surprise. So I have to give the test by Wednesday, but then...
If you don't give it on Wednesday,
it by Tuesday, then they know it's got to be Wednesday.
So you're not going to have it on Friday because that would not be a surprise.
That's right.
And you can't have it on Thursday because everyone knows that...
couldn't have it on Friday.
So it's got to be Monday through Thursday.
Right. So if it gets past Wednesday and I haven't given the test, they know I can't have it on Friday, so that says I have to have it on Thursday. So then it's not a surprise. So I can't let it get all the way through Wednesday without having it.
Exactly.
But if I don't have it by Tuesday, then they know it's got to be on Wednesday.
Exactly.
Really.
What if you do wait till Friday, but instead of about a quiz about math, it's a quiz about fish? Wouldn't that be a surprise?
That would be a surprise. So I guess the question is, maybe people can vote on what day of the week would be the most appropriate
to still be a pop surprise.
That's right.
Okay. Thanks, Haim.
Okay, see you later.
Haim Goodman Strauss is a math professor at the University of Arkansas who may or may not be giving his students a pop quiz this week, so be on your toes. This is Sunday Ozarks at Large.